If you're a parent, you might be a little bit worried about vaping. It now seems that almost half of Australia's teenagers have tried vapes, and their use has exploded over the past 3 years. And even more scary, vaping is even a thing for primary school-aged children. So what can families do to help their kids resist vaping or stop the habit if they're already addicted? The ABC's Parental as Anything podcast tackles the subject in its first episode for season 6. Host and parenting expert Maggie Dent joins you now. Maggie, welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
There's been lots of alarming, scary stories about vaping in the media. We all know that it's dangerous. We know it's addictive. But what did you learn about the extent of vaping?
Oh, look, I think just like everything we do, you know, we do get really worried that this has become an epidemic and, oh my God, all doom and gloom. It's definitely significantly problematic. But I think the latest research, and of course you're going to worry about research because it's usually a couple of years behind.
Mm.
So Paul Dillon, who I interview, he basically said he thinks at the last, what he saw, regularly vaping is one in 10 in years 11 and 12 and probably one in 20 in 9s and 10s. But, you know, 10% of our population of years 11s and 12, that's still a pretty alarming number for vaping regularly rather than just trying it out.
I think we've got a bit of Paul Dillon talking about it. Here he is.
Sometimes I think parents of very young people go, oh, this is not my issue. If your child is in primary school, there is a very good chance that they have been exposed to these.
Okay, so that's drug and alcohol researcher Paul Dillon, who also says vaping isn't an epidemic, but families have to be vigilant about what their kids might be doing. So what are parents meant to look out for? Asking for a friend.
Yeah, no, and look, seriously, I think it's just like anything that, you know, we've got to remember, particularly in the adolescent years, you know, the hunger to belong, you know, whatever your friends are doing, I'm going to want to do whatever they're doing. And I think, you know, the rhetoric that has been around that vaping is way safer than smoking, you know, like it's so much safer is kind of like easy to fool young people. So, but as I kind of like it when Paul says, you know, is it better being hit by a car than a bus? Neither of them are actually what we want our kids to do. So when we notice it, that's a great conversation starter, for, you know, because they're chuffing everywhere, shopping centres and, you know, you
that
can
that word,
see it.
Blast
and,
from the past. Do they still
I
use
know,
that, kids?
Right? That is actually what it is. I had to revisit it thinking, God, have I just got that wrong because I'm so old? I think the other thing I'm really cross about, and I think every parent should be, is the fact that they're deliberately now marketing them to children with lollipop flavours and candy floss and fairy floss and donuts.
Yeah, that's
and,
absolutely disgraceful.
So that we should be, the moral outrage we should have as adults is just beyond belief because, and also the very fact that, you know, you can just go into a service station or you can go into a deli and you can buy them. And the other thing I think parents need to be really aware of, you have to start conversations around, look, vaping is just not something that is in any way ever going to be acceptable. And we just have to keep that rhetoric rather than not saying anything, thinking, oh, that's not going to be my child. Because what is happening is a child gets them and they just swap around and chuff off the same one. So they're all getting a hit of nicotine and nicotine is highly addictive. And we don't know, there's no, you know, legal kind of thing about what levels are in them. It's not written on them. And Paul sort of shared to us too that, you know, some of the ones that, you know, say no nicotine, they've been found to have nicotine. So we can't trust anything that is, you know, that is about vapes at the moment.
Are families getting enough help from schools and health services if their children are vaping, if they do discover that, you know, they're no longer in denial and they know their kids are actually doing this?
Well, it's really difficult because schools are kind of floundering because I know some have said to me that we identified that, you know, there is, you can walk into a toilet and there's this little cloud, right? So you know that it's happening. But being able to find them because they're so easy to conceal and you really don't have it on your breath very much afterwards. So it's really hard for them to find it. And then I know some schools thought they'd put a, you know, a camera into the toilet to see,
yes,
you know, if they could see the foof-foof. Well, that was outrageously, you know, denied as a, that's a civil right of children to be able to go to the toilet without a camera in there, which is kind of, you can get that. I think we're in this new territory, Patricia, where we're all just starting to discover, you know, schools are phoning up, and that's the moment I think every parent dreads, when the school phones up and said, your son, your daughter has been caught vaping on school premises. That's when we go, oh, my God, what do I do now? So you're right. It's all new territory, even though, you know, it's been around a couple of years. What's happening? It's just gradually escalating.
Yeah, and spare a thought for the teachers, and I have many teachers in my life who have to bust this every day and have these difficult conversations. Fairly hard.
So hard to conceal. So, again, we really do, you know, really have to know. I think one thing, you know, with teenagers, I love them. Gosh, I love them.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I found them just, you wanted to know what's going on in the world. You could really ask them if they felt safe with you. But one of the challenges, I think, we can't just say don't do it. It's the same as don't smoke in the old days, don't drink. Anytime you tell a teenager not to do something, we actually get pushed back and we almost do the opposite. We can say it's not okay and would like you not to do it. But I think we need to activate their moral outrage and say, do you realise that these companies making vapes?
Oh, yeah, they love to be outraged. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Press the outrage button.
Yep. They are deliberately using children to make fortunes while kids get sick. So do you feel okay about that? You know, are you okay that you are blatantly being used for profits? Well, they don't give a damn if kids get sick, and they can't get sick. Or the second one, because they love the planet, what about all the waste? There's plastic things everywhere now. I think we have to go the other way, Patricia, to be able to get them
You've pressed all my outrage buttons too. Maggie, it's been lovely to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Patricia.
Maggie Dent is the host of the ABC's Parental as Anything podcast, and season 6 is available on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.